He holds the base of his hard length and slams it into my wetness. My head falls back against the mirror as a satisfying moan erupts from my lips. He stretches me like no man I've been with. His length hits the back of me and fills me fully. It feels so fucking good and hurts just the same. I could fuck him all night. God damn, he moans, his hand tightening around my throat. The control he seeks turns me on more than I ever thought I'd enjoy. I want it. I crave it. It makes me feel safe watching his strength and dominance take over. He pumps into me again, and I swear the breath is thrust from my lungs. My mouth gaped open, eyes rolled back. He hits me just right. He plunges into me again and again, a jerk of his hips taking my breath away each time, our impulsive touches and harsh breathing the closest feeling to having my soul ripped from my chest as he fucks me into a darker realm. His head falls into the crook of my neck, his breath hot and sticky against my skin. His hand remains on my neck as he owns my whole body, telling me who's in charge. My nails scrape at his back for purchase as I ride the wave of this beast of a man. With a sharp jerk of his hips, my back thrusts into the mirror so hard it cracks it. The sound of glass splintering beneath me. But we don't stop or slow down. Nothing can stop us from crossing that forbidden line that both of us have been craving since we met. It's filled with hate and lust, swirled with infatuation and sin. He fucks me hard and oh so good. Pressure builds in my core and my toes curl around his back. My head falls forward, and in a haze, I see a blurry image standing in the room behind Felix. I blink and notice it's a fuming Gia. Angry eyes watch us, her chest rising and falling. I smile like the fucking devil as I ride Felix's cock. Shaking her head, she turns quickly and leaves, making sure to slam the door hard. Felix's body tenses in my hold, and teeth clamp down on my shoulder so hard it's the last ingredient to throw me into ecstasy. I come so hard I see stars and lose my breath, my body wound up so tight I feel like I may combust on this counter. He pumps his hips one more time as he stills in my hold, both of us gasping for air as we come down from our high. He pulls from the crook of my neck and eyes me warily. Our bodies are sweaty and my limbs ache. His chest is flushed, and I can't help but run my nails down his chest like a feral cat. I didn't want this to end. I want more. "I didn't hurt you, did I?" he asks, his tender tone doing things to me. I shake my head. "No? Just the opposite." I smile. I've never had it that rough before, and I loved it. Of course, I don't go into detail in telling him that. I don't want to come off like a clinger. Pulling the condom off his cock, cum drips on the counter. He dabs his finger in it and runs it across my chest like a barbarian. I eye him like a crazy person. "You don't fuck any of my men, do you understand?" His tone sharp. Grabbing his jeans, he pulls them up and steps back. That moment of softness gone, and control and dominance back in its place. "Why? Because you want me for yourself?" I prod. He stops, looking over his shoulder, but not quite all the way. The look in his eyes tells me he's battling with what he's about to say. "I don't fuck cops," he sneers. My mouth drops, rage fueling my chest so hard, I feel my heart tear apart. If you think I'm just one of those girls you can control and walk over, then you have another thing coming, asshole. That grabs his attention, because he turns around and grabs me under the thighs, lifting me from the counter. He tosses me on the bed and hovers over me, his fists pressed into the mattress with execution. I'm always up for a challenge, Blackbird. I tilt my head at his nickname. He used to call me Bluebird. If I see you so much as look at one of my brothers in a manner that pisses me off, I will strip you where you stand and fuck you in front of them all. My thighs clench, imagining that scene play out. You wouldn't, I dare. He raises a brow, his hair that escaped his man bun falling in his face. You seem to think I give a shit. I don't. I'm not a gentleman. Don't fool yourself into thinking otherwise, he counters. I furrow my brows at what he thinks of himself. Why do you think you're such a bad guy? Lowering his head, I instantly feel him cool beneath my hand, his body tensing. He pulls away from me, his hand running through his messy hair. Since I was a kid, I've lived in the shadows of a motorcycle club. Being the child of a Sin City Outlaws, you're immediately judged as the city's vile underside before you're even allowed to decide your worth. After so many years, you become the thing people say you are. He states so huskily, my heart pangs for him. His eyes meeting mine with darkness and longing. I see then and there not what this man is capable of, but of the beast inside of him that makes that possible. Don't give me that fucking look, he orders, and I pull the sheet over my bare body. What look? Like you feel bad for me or something. You and I aren't so different. You're a wolf in a sheep's disguise, he states so calmly, so deeply and raw, it makes me think he knows me more than I know myself for a second. He's implying I'm more savage than I let on. Am I? Maybe he's talking about what I did today when I turned away from the bloody scene I stepped upon. My eyes shoot to his. What if he found something out about my dad that I don't know about? Did you find something out I need to know? I whisper, my brows furrowing. My heart drumming with hope that he has the piece to this missing puzzle that escapes my soul. His jaw ticks, his Adam's apple bobbing as he looks away from me. That hardness that he bestows so beautifully but fearfully masking his softer side. No, nothing, he replies, pushing off the bed. Grabbing the door handle, he stops where he stands. Don't fucking leave this room, he snaps angrily, before shutting the door with force. I feel vulnerable, and I don't like it. Guilt pangs at my chest at what just happened in that bathroom. How I became so weak to his advance. How I didn't even play hard to get. Biting my lip, his words echo in my head. We're not so different. The way he said it, it had a meaning behind it. My senses tell me he's lying about something. I'm trained to know when someone is lying to me, and he just hit every check mark.
Felix. Stepping outside of the bedroom, I rub at my neck anxiously. This feeling running through me unnerves me. I lost control and fucked her, and I felt so close to her. So raw and real that it has me confused and fucking angry. I fucked a goddamn cop. Being inside of Alessandra was like fucking for the very first time. She was soft, smelled good, tight around my cock. I hate her and want her all in one emotion. Running my hands down my face, I exhale a ragged breath. What the fuck did I just do? I betrayed my blood, my fucking code of life. I lost control, and I knew I would, eventually. Every time I'm near her, It's as if my body is drawn to her regardless of the shiny fucking badge she wears. I want to rip it off and slam my dick into her until she screams every time I see her ass in that cruiser.
You smell like her.
I look to my left, and Gia is leaning against the wall just outside my door, her arms crossed. Her left brow is raised, her eyes looking at me with judgment. She knows, and I have no doubt we'll make a fucking mess of things. What are you doing here? I ask, ignoring her accusation. Slipping off the wall like a black widow, she sashays toward me.
I came to find you and maybe play a little.
She tilts her head to the side as she rubs her hand over my dick. I raise a brow at her and find her tacky rather than sexy for the first time. What is happening to me? I run my palm down my face, not sure what this fucking means. I fucked a cop, even if she is dirty and has a black past. I'm no good for her. I'll take her into the throes of hell and won't let her escape. That is why I can't tell her about her past, because then our demons really will bond, and there will be no turning back. She needs to find out if she wants to play on the dark side or twirl in the light all on her own. And I'm not going to make it easy for her to pick a side. This life is not for little girls. Give me 5 minutes, I growl, shoving past Gia. She giggles annoyingly, and I head into the main area for a shot of whiskey, needing something to calm my racing thoughts and unfamiliar feelings drumming through my cold veins. Going behind the bar, I grab the whiskey bottle. Tossing the cap on the bar, I decide to just take 3 large gulps and say fuck the shot glass. It burns so good all the way down, instantly warming my blood. My fingers so close to my face I can smell Alessandra's sweet pussy on my fingers. I can't help but inhale a deeper breath, and it pisses me off I want more. I broke a code being with her, and I liked it. I fucking liked it. Lowering the bottle, I watch Gia enter a random room down the hall. I need her. I need Gia to ground me, remind me of what I am, and this is as good as it gets for me. Trashy women, breaking the law, and raining repercussions on the citizens of Vegas. I'm biker trash and always will be. Slamming the bottle down, I push past the crowd and right into the room with Gia. She is standing in the middle of the room shirtless, her mouth parted sexily. She turns where she stands, and one stride at a time she makes her way to me. She reaches out to touch me, and I strike my hand out and fist her hair before she can make contact. I bring her mouth a hair's length away from mine, and really look at her. She whimpers in my hold, and I notice how dry her hair feels in my hand compared to Alessandra's silky brown locks. How her red lipstick looks cheap against Alessandra's pink lip gloss. I shove Gia away and growl at where my head is. I'm always horny, and love to fuck multiple times in a night. What the hell is wrong with me? Heading to the chair, I lean back and close my eyes. Yeah, if I don't see Gia, I won't compare the difference between her and Alessandra. I need to get my head straight, and having Gia's familiar touch will bring my head back to where it needs to be. I feel her slide between my legs and fumble with my jeans. My dick is still flaccid, not even slightly excited. What the fuck? Blowing out a ragged breath, I look over and find a rolled blunt on the table. Don't mind if I do. I need it more than whoever left it. I grab it and open the drawer in hopes of finding a lighter. I find a small blue one and giant purple dildo right next to it. Grabbing the lighter, I light the end of the blunt and take a deep breath. The green remedy fills my lungs and relaxes my mind.
You okay, baby?
Gia coos, her eyes fluttering with concern. I'm sure she cares about me on some fucked-up level, but you can never be sure here. Girls want the alpha, the man wearing the cut so they can feel like they're special. If I told Gia to take a hike, I wouldn't be surprised if she jumped on another brother's dick in a heartbeat. I can't trust her. Shut up, I hiss, taking a drag off the blunt. She stands and turns, pulling her skirt over her ass. Tan lines mark her round ass that reminds me of 2 globes. I love a big ass. Reaching out, I rub at one cheek roughly before slapping the skin as hard as I can. She winces as her hand slides down between her legs. She acts like she likes it rough, but I'm not so sure she does.
"You want to stick your dick in my ass?"
she moans, her hair falling down her back. My dick jumps at that thought, but it's still not enough, not close. "Get Dolly," I order her. Maybe if I get two girls in here, my dick will be pleased. She stands and looks at me with pouty lips. Gia's jealousy isn't cute on her. "Get her, or get the fuck out," I bark, not in the mood for her shit. Gia steps to the door and hollers for Dolly, not bothering to push her skirt back down. Seconds later, Dolly walks in half drunk. Not surprising, ever since Zeke fell for Jillian, Dolly has been lost as to what to do next. Staggering in, I notice the top of her red dress is so loose her tits are flopping everywhere. Her pink panties are showing from the bottom of the dress riding up. The bridge of her nose is broke, and her makeup is thick, trying to cover the black eye Alessandra gave her. Dragging my bottom lip in between my teeth, I try to keep from smiling.
"Hey, baby,"
Dolly coos at me. Rubbing the bridge of my nose, I can't find an ounce of horniness in me. Alessandra fucking broke me. The girls giggle, reminding me they're there. Being with Blackbird made me feel like I crossed a line I didn't belong on, but I can't for the life of me drag my ass to that bed and fuck these two girls. My dick just isn't into it. It had something much sweeter and finer, and refuses to go back to something old and worn. Opening the drawer, I fist the giant dildo. "Fuck her in the ass," I instruct Dolly, before tossing her the fake dick. Gia's eyes light up excitedly, and Dolly rubs her hands along the rubber silicone like she just hit the fucking lottery. It's hard to have respect for these women when they don't respect themselves. Dolly kisses Gia playfully, and Gia kisses her back, both of them keeping their eyes on me as they make out together. Gia's hands slide over Dolly's bare breasts slowly, her nipples budding from the touch. They fall onto the bed together, and Gia sticks her ass into the air, ready for the purple eggplant to slam in her ass.
"Spit on this?"
Dolly outstretches her hand, the dildo in it. I lift a brow. I'm not spitting on that thing. Getting the hint, she shrugs and spits on it herself before turning back to Gia and shoving it in her ass slowly. Her ass opens up for it easily, and she moans like a porn star. Dolly pinches her own nipple as she slips the dick in as far as it will go. The sound of the rubber dick slamming into Gia's ass makes a slurping sound just before she moans out with pleasure. Sitting back in my chair, I blow a cloud of smoke as I watch the two. Tanned legs, fake tits, and tacky hair tangle in the bed before me. As I watch them, I'm trying to make sense of the woman in the other room. Why her damaged past makes me want her more, to see past the fact she's a cop and I'm a traitor to my blood.
"Fuck me harder,"
Gia moans, and Dolly's arm works faster as she pumps it into her. Tilting my head to the side, I inhale the earthy tones and think maybe I'm thinking too hard. If I want Alessandra, why not just fucking take her? My president claimed a sheriff. So am I really betraying my bloodline, or are we evolving into a smarter breed? Shaking my head, I'm not sure. The only thing that is standing in my way is her badge, and by the looks of Alessandra, she's no fucking cop. I just need her to see that. The girls climax together, moaning and howling sexily. Stubbing the joint out in the palm of my hand, I stand. The girls falling on the bed out of breath, and the dildo in Dolly's hand. If Alessandra has taught me anything, it's that there is a difference between being a freak and a hoe. These girls are the latter, and their act is getting stale.
"Where are you going?"
Dolly asks, out of breath, working her tired arm. "Thanks for the show, ladies," I mutter. "I mean, I'm not a complete asshole. I'm going to thank them for their company. Even if I wasn't the one getting off." That's a fucking first. Entering my room, I slowly close the door, sliding along it until my ass hits the floor. It's dark, and the smell of forbidden sex lingers within the air. Sitting from afar, I watch Blackbird sleep naked in my bed, the blankets wrapped around her and her chocolate hair splayed on my pillow. I hate her and want her. I want to kill her but feel every inch of her soft skin while I fuck her, while she moans my name. It's fucking confusing.
Chapter 6. Alessandra. Not being able to sleep, I slide off the bed and find a clean pair of panties, shorts, and pull a t-shirt off the floor over my head. Crossing my arms, hiding my hard nipples, I look outside for Machete keeping watch on me. There's nobody, and the hallway is dark. Slipping out, I quickly shut the door so Rocky can't get out, and tiptoe down the hall. The sound of moaning coming from a room in passing sounds interesting. Coming to the bar, I step behind it and grab a bottle of tequila and a shot glass. The floor is sticky and grimy beneath my feet, and it smells like cigarettes and perfume. Make that two? I jump in panic, falling into the line of liquor sitting on the shelf behind me. Jillian sits on a bar stool at the end of the bar, concealed in the dark. The only light coming from a couple of neon signs hanging on the wall around us. You scared the shit out of me, I huff, and she smiles. Sorry, Zeke woke me up for sex, and now I can't sleep, she informs, matter of fact. But from the sound of it, I think both of us got lucky, she winks, and I quickly look down at the bar for that second shot glass. I don't know what Felix and I did, or what it means. I don't want to think about it either. Oh, I see. Not going to give me the details? There's nothing to tell, I reply sharply. Mm-hmm, she responds cheekily. Pouring her a glass, I slide it over to her, and she catches it. Just shut up and drink, I sass, pouring my own shot. Downing my shot, it burns all the way down, and I'm hoping it works fast as I want the voices in my head to shut up. I'm just saying, if you did, I get it. These men are a force you can't deny. Trust me. She shakes her head, sliding the glass back over to me. I'm just doing some business with him, I tell her, and this piques her interest. Anything to get her off the whole sex thing. She won't get it because I don't get it. My dad? Wasn't really my dad, apparently. Jillian gasps, covering her mouth. I'm just trying to get some answers about him. Who he was, how he died, all of it. I tell her, my eyes focused on the granite bar as I ramble what is on my mind. I am at a loss for words, she mutters. Makes two of us, I reply, pouring another glass and pounding it back. Leaning across the bar, I stare at my best friend, someone I trust more than anyone in the world. But I think finding out the truth is going to do more than I think, I tell her, my eyes glossing over. What do you mean? She tilts her head to the side. Sighing, I dig my nail into a chip on the bar. I don't know, I mumble. Being here, I feel like a side of me I never knew existed is being pulled from the grave, if that makes sense. I raise a brow at her, and she looks at me, confused. Forget it. I shake my head, trying to muster a smile. I'm just tired and overthinking things. Well, fucking an outlaw will do that to ya, Jillian retorts. Rolling my eyes, I slide out from behind the bar and flip her off. Good night, I state. Hey, Alessandra, is he a Cockasaurus Rex? She winks, taunting me. Her and I used to laugh back in the day about Zeke having a dick the size of a Rex, so of course she would flip it around on me. Walking back to my room, I can't help but laugh and yell, "Bigger!" It's true. It's taking everything I have not to waddle when I walk. He fucked me so good. Climbing back into bed, I stare at the wall, nibbling at my bottom lip. It was a one-night stand, a moment of weakness, obviously. The bedroom door opens and shuts, the familiar smell of Felix filling the room. I close my eyes and pretend to be asleep, hoping the bed dips and he lies next to me. Seconds that feel like minutes pass, and I don't hear or feel anything, so I slowly look over my shoulder, finding Felix sitting on the floor with his head leaned back against the door. He looks tormented, but sexy. It's gotta be that sexy man bun and beard that bring me to my knees. He's so rugged and rough-looking, I crave his rough touch. He stirs and I quickly roll back over, making sure to moan and hike the blanket up my thigh a little. What can I say? I'm a tease. Rolling over, I glance at the door where I last saw Felix last night. He had his head leaned back and was sleeping against the door. It was like watching a lion at rest. He seemed peaceful, but intimidating at the same time. Rubbing at my collarbone, I wonder what the events of last night mean, if they mean anything. Rubbing my thighs together, I feel sore. Beautifully sore. I'm used to having random hookups, but last night there was something different about it. Like there was so much hate and tension built up that you couldn't help the heat bonding us together. What am I saying? Felix will never be with a cop. Sighing, I slide out of bed and shuffle through my bag for some clean clothes. I'll change into my uniform at the department, as I don't want to get the club riled up wearing it here. Standing up straight, I suddenly notice Rocky isn't in here. I wonder if Felix took him when he woke up. I hope he's with someone responsible. Walking into the bathroom, I notice the counter is spotless, as everything was randomly tossed on the floor from the throes of last night. Images of Felix and me together flash behind my eyes, and my nipples suddenly ache from the reminder. Shaking my head of the memories, I tip my head over and pile my brown hair into a messy bun, as I don't want to fish the hairbrush out of the trash can. Raising my head, I notice the mirror is split from our tryst, showing two sides of me, and I don't think it's a coincidence. I feel different being around the criminals, and maybe that's why Felix's statement about not being so different hit me so hard. Like my urge to snap someone's neck when they've hurt a child, instead of take them into custody. The way I don't see drugs as being terrible and experiment myself. These are parts of me I don't understand and feel that aren't normal. I've known that my whole life, but have refused to acknowledge the difference between me and others. My urge to sin, have fun, and live wild are becoming hard to ignore, being around the side that lives free and by their own laws. Stepping outside the room, Dolly and Gia come out of a room across from me. Their clothes are disheveled and their makeup is running down their face like popsicles left out in the sun too long. "My ass is so sore from fucking Felix," Gia whines, and my heart falls from my chest hearing her say that. "That's nothing. I saw Machete fuck someone with the handle of his axe last week," Dolly laughs and cringes. I bite my inner cheek as I click the door shut behind me, thus gaining their attention. "Oh, we didn't see you there," Dolly plays innocent. I give a tight-lipped smile, acting as if I'm indifferent to whatever they're getting at. Continuing my way down the hall, Gia grabs my forearm, her grip tight. My eyes slowly fall to her hand, and I can't help but notice it reeks of rancid pussy. "Don't get any ideas about Felix. He's claimed, honey. Besides, no cop has any business here," she sneers. "You were just the thrill of the chase, sweetheart," Dolly states. "An easy chase at that," Gia laughs, letting me go. My breathing picks up as I feel like I'm in high school all over again. Glaring at Dolly, I eye her dark eyes from where I elbowed her the other day. "Nice eyeshadow," I insult, and her nostrils flare with hostility. Head held high, I continue my way through the club, fighting back tears. I don't know why I feel so hurt. I didn't have sex with Felix expecting anything, yet this weight on my chest is crushing. On the couch sits Machete and Rocky. Machete is feeding him jerky and ruffling up his puppy hair around his face. Rocky seems happy, as Machete does too. "There you are," I half laugh, half choke on emotion. "Oh yeah, he was scratching to get out this morning, so I let him out. I hope that's okay," Machete informs. I nod. "Yes, of course, thank you. Only a crazy person would disagree with him, especially hearing what he did with the handle of his axe."
"Hey, baby, you look like you could use some coffee this morning," Carola suggests from behind the bar.
"Coffee? You have coffee?" I ask with more gusto than I intended. She laughs and turns around, grabbing a mug.
"How else do you think I get through the day with these boys? Then again, I do add whiskey to mine."
She laughs to herself before planting a mug of hot coffee on the counter. Cupping it with both hands, I take a sip. It's black, which isn't usually my go-to, and it's hot. I like iced coffee with lots of sugar, but I wouldn't ever turn down a cup of Joe. Coffee is a liquid hug.
"Hey, you working today?"
The familiar voice of Felix tears down my spine like the claws of a cat. Placing the cup down, I turn on my heel, avoiding eye contact. "Yeah, I can take myself," I inform. The way he fucked me like he couldn't get enough and then couldn't get away fast enough isn't lost on me. I feel used and hate how attracted I am to him.
"How are you going to do that? Your car is at your place, remember?"
He tilts his head to the side, trying to look me in the eye. "I'll walk or something," I mutter, pushing past him. Outside, the weather is cloudy but warm. The smell of rain is thick in the air.
"What the fuck is your problem?" Felix barks from behind me.
I scoff. Is he serious? "I don't have a problem. I just think we need to stay away from each other is all," I insist, not bothering to stop and talk to him. "We're just a sweet disaster waiting to happen." He wraps an arm around my waist, stopping me in my tracks.
"Whoa, what's with the fucking tone?" His brows furrow. "Don't give me that shit," I snap, and his eyes widen like I slapped him. "I'm not stupid. I know what last night was, and I'm a big girl. I can handle it. What I don't appreciate is you fucking me and then literally going and fucking the club whore right after." I point at the club's door and his jaw ticks, his shoulders tensing beneath his cut.
"I'm sorry, was there a fine print somewhere that said once I fuck you that I'm to be monogamous to a cop?"
heat flaring to unbearable lengths. My hand slips from my waist and lands right across his face. His head whips to the side and catcalls sound from the clubhouse. I'm just the cop, remember? So stay the fuck away from me. My throat clogs with emotion, tears wanting to spill their heart out. I can't believe I let him get to me.
What the fuck is going on out here? Zeke roars, stepping out of the clubhouse.
His eyes land on me and Felix, and I look away. I need a ride to work, I mutter, not addressing the situation between Felix and I. Zeke looks between Felix and I, catching on to the tension between us.
Bomber Jack will take you in the SUV, Zeke clips dryly,
his eyes boring into Felix like he wants to strangle him. For what? I don't know. But I want to do the same right now. Maybe because Felix wasn't supposed to sleep with me, or maybe he hid his attraction toward me from his president. Great, I whisper softly, making sure to avoid eye contact with Felix. Sliding into the leather passenger seat, I can't help but glance back at Felix in the mirror. Zeke is yelling at him and pointing at the clubhouse. He must have done something pretty bad, as I've never seen Zeke yell at him before. Felix's face is red, his hair blowing in the wind as his eyes focus on the SUV, like he can see me staring at him. Leaning my head on the headrest, Bomber Jack climbs in, talking about something, but my head is somewhere else to really listen. I need more coffee. I need away from the outlaws, actually. Looks like Felix and I are back to where we were, hating one another, like it's supposed to be, cop and outlaw.
Felix. What the fuck? Tell me what I think happened didn't happen. Zeke barks at me like a disobedient child. It pisses me off. Puffing my shoulders out, I get right in his face. He's my president, but he's also my fucking cousin, my blood. I think he forgets we grew up together. What? He juts his chin, silently challenging me. Everyone is surrounding us, hoping we break out in a fight. If I didn't have so much respect for him, I'd fight his ass right here. Who I stick my dick in doesn't concern you. I spit back. Turning away, I head to my bike. Zeke steps in my way, his boots scuffing against the concrete. It does when it's in my clubhouse. It does when it concerns my old lady. He points to himself. Jillian will be more than furious if I hurt Alessandra and will bitch to Zeke. But most of all, what about all the shit you gave me about fucking a sheriff? My brows furrow, remorse not settling well within my bones. I did give him shit. And I still will. You don't think I feel like a disloyal bastard screwing around with her, huh? I shout, my brows furrowing as my gut knots from the betrayal setting heavy on me. Zeke shoves me, and I shove him back just as he throws my hands off of him. Nose to nose, I can feel the heat radiating off him, the eyes staring at us to see who will throw a punch. Truth is, I can't make this right. I fucked Alessandra and knew when I did I was handing over more than my dick. She's more than a fucking cop. She just doesn't know it yet. I counter, my own words surprising me. Yeah, I get that, but why haven't you told her? I shake my head, rubbing the hair lining my chin. I can't tell her. I feel like she needs to find out who she is before I give her the answer. I've seen what Alessandra is capable of by a glimpse of her past. She's lost, and I'm the reaper that's willing to show her the dark side. The tips of her white angelic wings are dipped in black. She just needs to be held under to fully commit to her inner demons. Zeke growls, slamming his fist into the side of the shed next to where we park our bikes. This won't end well, brother, he replies softly. She has baggage. He mutters, and my head snaps in his direction. This is your fucking fault to begin with. If you wouldn't have made me a goddamn babysitter and stuck to the bylaws of an outlaw, I wouldn't have gotten close to Alessandra and seen her for something more than a snitch. But you did, and now I'm all fucked up, I roar, pointing to my head. The shit in my head is not well. The urge to hurt Alessandra and care for her all in one, not normal. To feel her delicate skin then tear into her like I hate her? It's an impulse I have to control every time I'm near her. Looking down, I sigh. Suddenly, Gia appears, smoking a cigarette outside with a Red Bull in her hand. Pushing past Zeke, I stomp toward her. Pissed she went and told Alessandra I fucked her. Done with her fucking claiming ass. Coming up to her, I knock the Red Bull right out of her hand, and her eyes snap to mine in panic. What the fuck? She snaps angrily. Slamming my hands into the wall, a hand on each side of her head, I get right in her face. Stay away from Alessandra or your ass is gone. Do you understand me? I sneer, and her eyes widen. But we're done, I ground out between clenched teeth. Taking a step back, I eye her like the slut that she is and shake my head. I need to find Alessandra and set shit straight. She will listen. Or I will fucking make her.
Chapter 7. Alessandra. Sitting in my cruiser, I take a sip of my iced coffee loaded with sugar. Man, I needed this. Coffee is like rocket fuel for a cop. Looking up, a young man about the age of 15 stands on the corner just ahead. Furrowing my brows, I watch him closely. This being an alley, I wasn't expecting to see anyone back here as I took my coffee break. A black neon pulls up to him and the young man leans into the window, handing the driver something before the car drives off. Shit. He's dealing drugs. Putting my coffee down, I pull around the corner and flip my lights on. The kid's eyes flash with panic before he throws his arms out in disbelief he'd been caught. Getting out of my car, I keep my hand on my gun. These kids are unpredictable when it comes to slinging drugs. Their bosses will have their fingers if they don't return with money or drugs, leaving the kids desperate. What are you doing out here? I ask in a friendly but stern tone. He raises a brow, not speaking a word because we both know what he's doing out here. Stepping up to him, he's almost as tall as I am. He's handsome for his age, short brown hair, sharp jaw, and piercing blue eyes. He looks like he's had it rough just by looking in his eyes, let alone his clothes. His black shirt looks dirty, though, and his jeans are worn out. "What's your name?" I question. He looks down, still not wanting to speak to me. Look, if you want to do this the hard way, that's fine, I scoff, reaching for my cuffs. I can be just like every other straight cop if that's how he wants to play it. Bishop, he grumbles, and I stall, my hand falling from my cuffs. Eyeing him, I wonder what drugs he's selling. Simple weed or something worse. Turn around. I twirl my finger, wanting him to face the cruiser. Sighing heavily, he plants two palms on the hood of the car, obviously knowing the drill. I pat him down, finding a baggie of weed and crack in his back pocket. Jesus Christ, he's a fucking kid. It angers me to see these drug lords finding such young kids and giving them such powerful drugs to deal. Why are you out here dealing this crap? I ask, tossing the shit on the hood. He sneers as if I'm an idiot. You wouldn't know shit about living out here, he spits back. So why don't you tell me then? Make me see it. I cross my arms, intrigued to hear his story. I know it won't be pretty, and that is why I take compassion on cases like this. Because I do understand. I've seen mothers stealing milk from grocery stores just to feed their children. I've seen kids running drugs because they got kicked out of school. The streets are hard, and I want to help.
My mom is sick, and nobody will hire me because of where I live. I'm doing what I have to take care of my family, he informs with more confidence than a lot of people I find dealing dope do. They either blame it on a friend, or it's not theirs. Something stupid. Your loyalty is admirable, I mutter. He shakes his head, not saying anything. I can tell he's the strong, quiet type. Who do you work for? I interrogate, hoping he will tell me so I can bust the fuck who is hiring out kids. He doesn't speak a word, though. Feeling my back pocket for cash, I pull out $200. I can't remember why it's there. Probably forgot to pay a bill and toss it in front of him. Tell whomever you work for you're done, I demand. Bishop turns around, eyeing me like I've lost my mind. My boss ain't just gonna let me go, he laughs condescendingly. You work for the Sin City Outlaws now, I continue, and the boy's throat bobs as he swallows hard. He knows as well as I do nobody will question the Outlaws. You're done with this shit. You are going to head over to their club and tell them. Jillian sent you. Nobody will care if I sent him, but they will if Queen Jillian did. They will put you to work and protect you if you have what it takes, I offer, totally throwing Jillian under the bus. Drug lords out here don't give a shit about these kids. If Bishop runs into trouble, they will turn their back or kill them. He's lived his life in the throes of the streets, so there is no rehabilitating him. Bishop lowers his head, rubbing at his cheeks as he mulls it over. It's that or I take you in, I clip. His blue eyes shoot to mine, a tick in his hard jaw. He knows as well as I do that if whoever he works for catches wind of him being taken in by the cops, he's in trouble. I don't want to put him in harm's way. That is why I'm doing this in the first place. Okay, I'll do it. He swipes the cash from the hood with force. Good. I give a curt nod. Head over there now, then. Bishop walks away, looking over his shoulder at me before turning the corner. I could have taken him in, but he would just be back out here slinging drugs tonight. He'd be shot or killed before he was 21. At least with the Outlaws, he will have a better chance at surviving the streets because he's shit at dealing drugs. And I spotted him easily. Grabbing the drugs off the hood of my car, I sling them into the gutter of the street, the rainwater taking them down the sewer. Sliding into my cruiser, I look at the MDT to make sure I didn't miss a call. I'm supposed to pick Raven up here soon. She had a family meeting and is starting her shift late. Looking down the street, I watch trash tumble across the grimy street, the blazing sun causing a haze to waft from the pavement. It's not the prettiest scenery, but it's typically quiet back here. A knock on my window has me scream and nearly spill my coffee. It's fucking Felix. Rolling my window down, I have the sudden urge to tase him for scaring the shit out of me. What the fuck are you doing here? How did you find me? I ramble off a series of questions. I can always find you, Blackbird, he replies huskily, his words coming out with promise and making my toes curl in my boots. Your suspect is getting away, he mouths, pointing in the direction of where Bishop just turned. Pursing my lips, I look away. Fuck. I've been caught being a bad cop. Again. He leans down, resting his arms on the windowsill. We need to talk, he demands. I shake my head. No, we don't. I told you to leave me alone. He laughs. Yeah, you don't make the rules, sweetheart. I do. Besides, you think I'm an asshole, and I'm not an asshole. You're just being a bitch. Jerking my door open, I climb out and shove Felix with all my might, having enough of him and his damn controlling ways. What the hell is your problem?
I shove him again, knocking him back a few steps. He flicks his chin with his fingers, a smirk pulling at his lips. Lips I remember tasting and biting last night. He's amused by my temper. Go figure. Reaching out to shove him one last time, he lashes out and takes my wrist into his hard grasp. He jerks me to get my attention, and my eyes flutter with the amount of control he has, reminding me how strong and virile he really is. You are my fucking problem, he seethes in my face, his dark eyes holding me where I stand. I relax in his hold and take a ragged breath. I hate how I want him and don't all at the same time. It's tiring, and I can't tell if I want to run or climb him like a tree. He steps forward, pushing me backward. Can we talk? He says calmly, his wild eyes looking me up and down. I don't respond as I clench my teeth. I hear the door to my cruiser open, and I'm shoved into the back seat, the hard plastic biting into my back. He climbs over me, shutting the door behind him. You don't want to fucking talk? Fine. How about we just let our bodies figure this shit out then, huh? He tilts his head to the side as his fingers fling off my utility belt. My body comes alive, but my pride defies the warmth building in my chest. I'm still a cop, I remind him. Shut up, he snaps, his hands sliding up my arms and pinning them above my head, his lips brushing against my skin, and my eyes roll into the back of my head. He's right. Our bodies have a language of their own. Sexual impulse races through my veins, and I can't help but pull from his grip and grab him by the back of the neck, pulling his mouth to mine, needing him closer to me, to touch him and taste him. He chased me down. He's here with me. That stands for something, right? I've never had a man go to great lengths to get my attention before. Placing my feet on the door, I lift my ass off the seat as he shimmies my pants and panties down to my knees. The warmth of him in between my legs blazes to my core, making my clit tick in excitement. Unzipping his jeans, I see the outline of his length, and my heart begins to flutter with the anticipation of his cock filling me, stretching me into bliss. Shoving his hand down his pants, he pulls it out, and it's hard and long, with a bead of excitement about to drip from the tip. Leaning forward, I flick my tongue at it, and his hand slips into my hair softly. Take me in your mouth, he whispers. Keeping my eyes on him, I open my mouth and he slides it in, the ridge of the tip skimming along my teeth slightly as it hits the back of my throat. Hollowing out my cheeks, I suck with all my might, and he hisses with satisfaction as his head lolls back. Oh, fuck, right there, he grounds out between clenched teeth. I bob my head back and forth, his cock pulsing in my mouth every time my lips come in contact with a tip. He is salty and sweet all at the same time. Letting go of my hair, he presses on my chest, pushing me back down onto the seat. He raises my legs, my pants around my ankles, and raises them over his head, my legs wrapped around his strong torso, keeping him close. The windows begin to fog with our heavy breathing, the radio in the front going off about a robbery in progress. I don't fucking care, though. All I can think about is Felix on top of me, inside of me. Using a single finger, he slides it between my legs and through my wetness. My hips buck on their own accord, a moan spilling from my lips. I love that sound, he whispers, positioning himself between my thighs. The tip hits my heat, and then with one quick jerk, he's inside of me. Bare. I feel all of them, the veins, the tip, the ridge, my toes curl in my boots, my eyes rolling in the back of my head as I push my hips up to gain more friction. The car rocks as he drives into me over and over again, each thrust taking me higher into the field of pleasure. The way he feels on top of me brings a sense of security and comfort. The heat of his body soaking into mine, our bodies tangled into one. It's as if we can't get enough of each other. What we have is forbidden by the public's eye, but how can it when it feels this good between my legs? His teeth nip at my earlobe and his hand cradles my neck. This right here, him holding my neck, does something to me I will never be able to explain. The sound of voices outside the cruiser caused me to hold my breath in panic, and Felix's eyes shoot up. Using his hand, he cups my mouth, keeping an eye on the people just outside the window. Slowly, he continues to fuck me. The excitement we might get caught, the forbiddenness of us being together, heightening my arousal that much more. Oh, fuck, the cops are on our block. We better warn the rest. A deep voice sounds from just outside the window. Fucking pigs. A kick sounds at the front of the car as if someone just kicked it. The voices become lighter as they drift further down the block. Felix keeps his eye on the window, but I can't take my eyes off of him as he continues to fuck me. As if he can sense me staring at him, he looks down at me, his long hair falling in his face. A smile pulls at his hard lips, and pressure builds in my core where I begin to move with him. His brows narrow as he picks up the pace. The car begins to rock, and I tense as a rush of bliss makes me feel so high I don't want to come down. I release everything in my being, giving it over to Felix. He tenses, his body jerking as warmth fills my pussy. We still, trying to catch our breath, staring into one another's eyes. I tuck a piece of his hair behind his ear, my stomach in knots with what I'm about to ask, but I can't keep up with his games. What are we doing here, Felix? He sighs heavily and rubs my cheek softly. I don't know, he whispers honestly. I won't love you. I'm not capable of the emotion, he admits. Tilting my cramped neck to the side, I narrow my brows. Well, I won't love you back, I laugh, and he smiles. God, when he smiles, which isn't often, it's as if someone literally just ripped my heart from my chest. It's so rugged, lazy, yet incredibly handsome, just like a biker should smile. I can't make up my mind what I want when it comes to you. You scare me, he whispers, tucking a hair behind his ear. Squinting my eyes, I squirm under him, because I, too, am scared of him. He makes me feel things that aren't normal. Nothing about us being together is normal. I should be going. I have to pick up Raven, I tell him.